Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Bill Brandt is here. Development Specialist, Inc. is his company, DSI.biz. Bill, you help companies and countries all over the planet work themselves out of binds when they're up against it. Tell us a little bit more about what your company does.
Well, Jim, we're probably the oldest business in our industry. We've been in the business since the early 1970s, before restructurings were common. And what we do is we provide services around the world. You're right, to companies that are engaged in a restructuring process, want to reset after they've run into some trouble. We also, obviously, on behalf of many other people, try and wind down certain enterprises when they've outlived their usefulness in terms of trying to maximize value for everybody by selling off divisions. But we're surgeons, if you will, in a strange kind of world, and we're used to operating on companies, and we've had a marvelous track record over 45 years of saving many of them. Today, I am the trustee of the largest fishing industry in the world based in Peru, Singapore, and Hong Kong. And I'm regularly, as you know, going to Peru. I'm also running a bunch of railroads in this country, in Massachusetts, New York, and Colorado.
Wow.
So it's sort of an uncommon mix of things we do.
He's
when you
a
talk
fixer.
About Pan American World, yeah, when you talk about Pan American World Airways, I'm Pan American from back in the 70s. I'm TWA. That's all those names, their household, they all come through. Yeah.
He's a fixer, folks, and we're glad we have his wisdom for us, available to us. Bill, we appreciate it very much. Quickly, I want to talk about a couple of things, and then I want you to talk to us about the future of this economy and the bankruptcies. We talked about cram down. The new Chapter 11, folks. If you're in a bind, if you think you're financially in a bind, you probably are. Go talk to a lawyer right now. Let them tell you about the new Chapter 11 laws that could allow you to keep your business. I want to talk about that, Bill. I don't want to talk about the people who are already closed up. I want to talk about the people who love their business. They want to keep going. It's not their fault they're basically bankrupt. And they can go for not as much money, for a quicker time, and the judge will allow their plan to be crammed down on creditors. And they can keep their business and their stock, right, and their assets.
Right. Correct. Let me use 15 seconds to give you a term we use in the restructuring world. It's called absolute priority. Absolute priority is what normally governs bankruptcy, and that is the creditors are ranked in a scheme of priorities. First are the banks, second are the taxes, third are the unsecured creditors of the regular trade, fourth is the equity. The only way anybody gets paid in that scheme is if the bucket above you has been paid in full and the money sloshes over to the next category. The problem for most small business owners is if you enforce the absolute priority rule, in most Chapter 11s, they wind up settling for 30 or 40 cents if they're lucky with their creditors, which means that there's no money sloshing over into equity and their business is valueless and they lose it. In the small new subchapter 5 we've designed, the SBRA, we have made it so that the absolute priority rule, just like in Chapter 11 for family farmers, doesn't apply. So in other words, what you do is you restructure, and at the end of your case, if the valuation of your business is I can pay my creditors over the next 3 to 5 years, 20 or 30 cents, that's the plan, and the creditors are basically forced to accept it. I'm skipping over a lot of technical stuff.
They aren't forced to continue to do business with you if they don't want to, but they're forced to accept what's already happened.
They aren't forced to continue to do business with it, but the truth of the matter is, in terms of market share and the rest of it, nobody wants to lose a customer.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, if you've been a good customer for years and there's a setback, it's part of the risk.
Right.
So what happens is, over the 3 to 5 years, if you make the payments that are called for into the plan, at the end of that period or sooner, whenever you make the payments, the ownership stays with you, but the confirmation of that ownership stays with you happens when you make that final payment.
I've got one last question for you.
You go into this process knowing you can keep your stock.
That's right. And your personal assets, you can still protect those. Last question, and I need a short answer. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Mr. Newton taught us that. Will banks start adjusting their underwriting processes because of this new law?
I don't think so. Every time I do this, Jim, banks tell me the credit market is going to dry up. It looks like it's just going fine after this last couple hundred years, you know. Banks figure out a way to make money on loans and how to tailor their risk, and they price it into the market, just as you and I always do.
It'll be interesting. We probably won't even be able to see how much if it does. Hey, Bill, thanks again for being here. Good job. Will you come back soon?
Jim, I will. It's a pleasure, and my best of luck to you and your customers and clients and listeners in the future, all right?
You too. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our favorites. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.